Spotify, listening one. CD, vinyl, and MP3 sales have all suffered huge losses due to a new wave of music services, most notably online streaming. By streaming music, you don't have to download and store a file on your device, which you then have to open in a media player. You can simply press play on an app or website and the song plays for you. The convenience and lack of storage requirements make online streaming a satisfying way to listen to music. A giant in the music streaming industry is Spotify. Launched in 2008, the Swedish company provides a freemium service which allows people access to its catalog of over 40 million songs, podcasts, and videos. Other features allow users to create radio stations and playlists, see what friends and celebrities listen to, and discover new music through its weekly release notifications. With almost 250 million monthly active users, and 113 million of those being paid subscribers as of October 2019, Spotify lays claim to 36% of the global music streaming market. In Q1 of 2019, Spotify racked up $1.68 billion in revenue, with over 50% of that revenue being distributed to record labels and artists. Interestingly, 85% of all the music on Spotify is from four major record labels: Sony, Universal, Warner, and Merlin. Spotify, listening to. On the surface, Spotify appears to strike a perfect balance for users, record labels, and artists. However, when looking at the numbers, a different story emerges. By streaming a song, an artist usually receives between $0.006 to $0.0084. This means that even after a total of 1 million streams in a month, an artist can expect to receive an average of $7,000. These streaming numbers may be attainable for major artists, however, for emerging artists looking to make it big, this business model does not provide the opportunity. Many artists have called into question the low payout rates, with high-profile artists such as Taylor Swift and Prince removing their catalogs from the platform. Another controversy to hit Spotify is the accusation of creating fake artists. Critics have pointed out that many artists who appear on new playlists, especially in the genres of ambient and chill, can only be found exclusively on Spotify. This has led them to believe that Spotify are paying in-house artists to make music, which Spotify then advertises through new playlists and the weekly release notifications. This means Spotify will receive not only the streaming fee from subscribers, but the payout to the fake artist as well. In spite of the controversy, Spotify remains a huge player in the online music streaming market.